This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Section 7, Appeals. Appeals are a fundamental aspect of the judicial process, allowing parties to seek review of a lower court's decision by a higher court. This process is critical for correcting errors, ensuring consistent application of the law, and upholding the principles of justice. Understanding the appellate procedure, including how to initiate an appeal and the standards of review, is essential for any legal professional. Notice of Appeal. The first step in the appellate process is the filing of a notice of appeal. This document is a formal statement notifying the court and the opposing party that the appellant, the party appealing the decision, is challenging the lower court's decision. Procedural requirements. Time frame. One of the most critical aspects of the notice of appeal is the time frame. Under the federal rules of appellate procedure, a notice of appeal must be filed within 30 days after the entry of the judgment or order being appealed. This time limit is strictly enforced, and failing to file within this period typically results in the loss of the right to appeal. Content: the notice of appeal must specify the party or parties taking the appeal, designate the judgment or order being appealed, and name the court to which the appeal is taken. Filing and service: the notice must be filed with the clerk of the court that issued the judgment. Additionally, a copy of the notice must be served to the opposing party. Standards of review. The standard of review is the lens through which the appellate court evaluates the lower court's decision. Different standards apply depending on the nature of the issue under review. De novo review. For questions of law, such as the interpretation of a statute or the constitutionality of a law, appellate courts apply a de novo review. Under this standard, the appellate court considers the question anew, with no deference to the lower court's decision. Abuse of discretion. This standard applies to decisions made at the discretion of the trial judge, such as rulings on certain procedural matters or evidentiary issues. The appellate court will overturn such a decision only if it finds that the trial judge's decision was arbitrary or irrational.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Clearly erroneous, this standard is used for findings of fact. An appellate court will defer to the trial court's findings of fact unless they are clearly erroneous. This high deference is based on the principle that the trial court, having observed the presentation of evidence and the demeanor of witnesses, is in a better position to make factual determinations. Appellate procedure. The appellate procedure involves several stages, from the filing of the notice of appeal to the appellate court's decision. Record on appeal. After the notice of appeal is filed, the next step is to prepare the record on appeal. This record includes all documents and transcripts of proceedings from the trial court relevant to the appealed issues. Briefs. The appellant and appellee, the party opposing the appeal, must submit written briefs to the appellate court. The appellant's brief outlines the arguments against the trial court's decision, including legal theories and supporting evidence. The appellee's brief counters these arguments, defending the lower court's decision. Oral argument. After the briefs are submitted, most appellate courts schedule an oral argument. During this proceeding, the attorneys for both sides present their arguments to the judges and may be questioned by the judges. Decision. After considering the record, briefs, and oral arguments, the appellate court will issue a decision. This decision may affirm, uphold, reverse, overturn, or remand, send back, the case to the lower court for further proceedings. Opinion. The court's decision is accompanied by a written opinion, which explains the reasoning behind the decision. The opinion is important as it provides guidance for lower courts and future cases. Conclusion. The appellate process is a critical mechanism for ensuring that trials are conducted fairly and in accordance with the law. It serves as a check on the judicial system, providing a pathway for correcting errors and clarifying legal principles. As you study this section, remember that the art of appellate advocacy is distinct from trial advocacy. It requires a deep understanding of the law, strong analytical skills, and the ability to present complex arguments effectively in writing and during oral arguments. Keep in mind that appeals are not about retrying the case. Instead, they focus on legal and procedural issues that may have affected the trial's outcome. The ability to identify appealable issues and articulate them persuasively is a hallmark of effective appellate advocacy. In the next section, we will delve into res judicata and collateral estoppel, exploring how these doctrines prevent re-litigation of issues and claims that have already been resolved.